Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Chav. Mi Shlo Eirev. Person did not make Eirev Tavshil. Kashem Shosu Lavash Lassim Kachos Lavash Lachayim Afilu Vesen. Cannot cook for himself and cannot cook for others. The Kamachem Asurim Lavash Loy. Other people cannot cook for him also, even in their house. Now, Lavash Loy over here means the cooking with his produce. Veilo Takona Elo Sheyiten Kimchoy Tavshil Lachayim Shil Matona Veim Oifim Vashon of Noisim Loy. As we said before, it's also for them to cook for him with his stuff. If he's makne to them, then they could cook it, since they have an Erev, and then they could give it back to him afterwards. Afilu v'veisa yichorim levashel, they could even do it in his house. V'im ein shom acheim she'irvo, he doesn't have this option of giving his produce over to somebody else to cook or bake for him. Yeish oimim shemut lefes v'tzimtzum pas echad, levashel te'achas al'halik ne'echad. Those that say, when he's permitted to do the bare minimum of one bread, which will be enough for his minimal Shabbos needs, and also a minimal tavshil, cooked item for Shabbos, and one net. The Ramah says, V'miniach erev v'lahizkeh ha'malochus v'hedya, elam v'hodin yeheshoi, v'nevi kol tzachonim. In our Nusach, when we put the erev, we specify for cooking, baking, lighting candles, but if you just said a general thing, I'm putting this erev to do whatever I need, arei v'mi shula erev klal. The Ramah paskin is that it is not acceptable Erev. You have to specify. Mishabura says that those chaylik on this, and they say that this whole nusach is only the chatchila. But the Evet, since you put the tapshil Hashem Erev, even if you didn't say the entire nusach, it's not ma'akiv, and you can't do it. Halacha l'maisa, kamvan l'chatchila, you should say the full nusach, and he says if you forget to say it, then if you remind yourself before Yontov, then you should take the Erev again in your hand and say the nusach, but don't make the bracha again, because we are choishu for the opinions that you were yotze with the first time, even though you didn't say the nusach properly. It says, if you're reminding yourself already on Yontif, then l'chatchila should be makne gekemach to other people. Rely on what we said before, that since they are baking or cooking with their produce, then they could do it for you. But if you have no options, then b'dievet you can't rely on opinions that if you left out the nusach, it's still kosher. And Mo continues, the mission is Anu b'Yomtov also Lavash l'Achayim Afil Tuch Boi Ba'Yoyim. A person who's fasting on Yomtov is not to Melochas, even for others. Tav K'mishu Lo Niach Erev She'enu Vash l'Achayim. The idea of the Erev Tavshilin is that he's starting his Tavshilin for Yomtov and continuing into Shabbos. But if he's fasting on Yomtov, so he says he cannot cook for other people on Yomtov. So according to this, the person who's fasting on Yomtov, even if it's not a Yomtov before Shabbos, he can't cook for other people on Yomtov also. Because if I can't cook for myself, I can't cook for others. That's the rule.